Home Free, a review of the best Christmas pageant ever, by Brad Miner. But first, a note from Robert Royal. I'm grateful for the way we're moving steadily along in our funding drive, but we frankly need to step things up. Some readers have written to say that they will give later for various reasons. And that, of course, is fine. Still, there's no time like now. And it's by having a sense now of what our resources will be that we can begin to plan what we can do in the coming year, or whether we will even be here at all. The need is clear. So are the means. Please donate to the work of the Catholic Thing. Do what you can today. Now for today's column. I'm pretty sure I was in a Christmas pageant when I was a little boy, probably at the Worthington, Ohio, United Methodist Episcopal Church, where I also sang in the children's choir. I've never been able to read music except drum notations, and I can't carry a tune. But I could listen and imitate, although I mostly hummed. Still, this was almost 70 years ago, and memory fades. Christmas pageants have been featured in a number of movies, most notably in The Bells of St. Mary's, 1945, in which Billy, who can't be more than 6 years old, does a run-through of the story of the birth of Jesus for Father O'Malley, Bing Crosby, and Sister Mary Benedict, Ingrid Bergen. It's funny and charming. Just released is the best Christmas pageant ever, and it's funny and charming. It's about a church in a small town that yearly puts on a pageant, which the longtime director insists on keeping unchanged in almost every detail, save the kids cast to play Mary, Joseph, and the shepherds. It's also about a mysterious family named the Herdmans. Six very badly behaved kids, Imogene, Ralph, Claude, Leroy, Ollie, and Gladys, whom everyone in town, it seems, either reviles or fears. The 1972 book upon which the movie is based by the late Barbara Robinson was retitled in the United Kingdom as The Worst Kids in the World, and that seems about right. But, egads, the Herdmans are cast in the pageant's major roles. In book and film, it's noted that whereas in previous pageants, parents were excited and even competed to have their newborn play the role of baby Jesus, when the Herdmans are cast, which they accomplish by terrorizing the other kids, the director, Grace Bradley, played by Judy Greer, must recruit a vinyl baby doll. That's how bad those Herdmans kids are. The leader of the Herdmans pack is the older sister and oldest sibling, Imogene Beatrice Schneider, who is especially mean to Mrs. Bradley's daughter, Beth Molly Bellwright. But it's Beth who coaxes Imogene and her brothers and sister to return to the pageant, after promised snacks did not materialize, and perform as they ought in the story of poor people who are witnesses to a miracle. In the lead-up to the pageant, there's a brief subtext of sorts in which adults wonder why the pageant has to be the same as it always has been, and I was wondering if we were going to be watching a kind of Protestant version of the Synod on Synodality. But no, director Dallas Jenkins, the creative force behind The Chosen, gives us the best kind of nostalgia and continuity with tradition, perfect for the weeks after a presidential election. And it's a nostalgia from the Greek nostos, meaning home, that is essential. We need so very much to recall the kind of faith, hope, and love that has always characterized Christmas in America and American cinema. And it doesn't matter if you prefer Cary Grant in The Bishop's Wife, 1947, or Denzel Washington in The Preacher's Wife, 1996, both playing the angel, Dudley, in versions of Robert Nathan's 1928 novel, because, putting aside history and theology, we most definitely do not need another cynical, nihilist holiday horror movie, of which there have been about 50 in the last four decades. Indeed, we're at the point culturally at which the media's favorite Christmas movie is Die Hard. Part of what makes the best Christmas pageant ever work is its recapitulation of Christian history, of the confrontation between Christianity and the pagan world. And the Herdmans are definitely heathens. They've never even heard the nativity story. Of course, that's not entirely plausible, because the Herdmans' kids are not infants, which is to say they've been going to public schools for some years now and walking along the streets of the town in December when it's festooned with lights. So it's unlikely they'd know nothing about the journey to Bethlehem, the manger, the magi, the angels, and the shepherds. In any event, the Christmas pageant evangelizes them. And it evangelizes the entire community, which I suppose Christmas pageants always do. It's glorious to see kids act out the beginning of the greatest story ever told. As C.S. Lewis and others put it, the myth that happens to be true. And it got me thinking about the genius, which I put in quotes because this is God's plan and therefore way, way beyond just genius of the incarnation. At the heart of the faith is the story of an infant, of loving parents, and of good people who care for the welfare of others. And all that begins with a baby, and it makes the story irresistible for kids. And the genius of the best Christmas pageant ever, book and film, is that even the herdmen surrender to faith and community through the power of the story of the birth of the Savior. These raucous and disagreeable kids are transformed by Jesus Christ, just as billions before them have been. They become civilized. Much work is to be done in the herdmen story, of course, and the film ends with snippets about the fate of each of them, providing a coda of success and happiness. All of this is told by Beth, but as an adult. Throughout, Beth has told the story of the pageant, but it has been her voice as a grown-up, the voice of noted actress Lauren Graham. She appears at film's end as the new director of the pageant. A truly adult perspective on the birth of the Savior is another thing that we could sorely use in this Christmas season. Perhaps that will come in Mary, the new Netflix film about Our Lady, which premieres this Friday and which I'll review soon.